We are 27 minutes here into the 2 o'clock hours, Thursday, January 10th, and it's been a Roo Radio Bonnaroo takeover. I have to announce another winner, and I have a Bonnaroo alum here, Gregory Allen Isakoff, here in the Lightning 100 studios. 2015, you played Bonnaroo, right?
Yeah, that's right.
We didn't get you backstage in our Hay Bale studio that year, so we're making up for it today.
Yeah, we are.
Very excited about this. You're headlining tonight, Ryman Auditorium. Sold out show with the Milk Carton Kids, and we do get to give away a pair of tickets, so I'm excited to hook someone up. Right now, picking a winner here. So all day long we've been playing footage from our backstage studio, which we've been setting up since 2004, so a long time we've gone down, because it's in our backyard and you get all these great acts. A lot of times it's the first time. I remember 2005, Brandi Carlile came backstage. And I hadn't heard her name before, and
awesome.
I think she's up for a Grammy nomination or a few this year. So it's a great discovery program for us here at the radio station. And our latest contest is so let's see if you could get you can get the answer here. It's a Centaroo activity. I don't know if you got to get into Centaroo when you played Bonnaroo. Get up, and get down, and don't drink the mushroom water. Okay, so those were the three clues, and you had to guess the answer. And Kayla Slivka, she was one of the folks who got it right. The answer is jump in the fountain. Have you ever seen the fountain?
Oh, yeah, totally, yeah.
It's like a mushroom fountain. You don't want to drink that water.
I bet.
Definitely not. It's really dirty. You're out on a farm. You're hot. You're sweaty. It's fun, you know, you just in the moment, but you really don't want to think about it too much afterwards. So congrats to Kayla. She just got those tickets, and we'll be kicking off another contest when Annalie takes over here at 3 o'clock. So we've been really looking forward to this, and grateful that we do have tickets to give away at the end of this in-studio session. Gregory Allen Isakoff, headlining sold-out show, Ryman Auditorium. Milk Carton Kids are opening. They're hilarious. Have you done much with the Milk Carton Kids?
Yeah, we've gotten to play with them a bunch of times.
Of course, I just love listening to them, but they're really funny.
They are really funny.
So that's going to be a great show out there this evening. Out touring in support of his fourth LP, Evening Machines. You've been hearing Dark, Dark, Dark a whole lot here on Lightning 100. And we're going to get to hear some stripped down tunes. What do you want to play today?
Yeah, we could do that one. There was another one we were going to play too. This is Steve Varney here with me.
Hey there.
And Steve, what do you want to play first?
Let's make them wait on Dark, Dark, Dark then.
We'll do this one. This is called Southern Star.
On my drunken Southern Star, how you tried to hide in darkness, slipped from orbit, now you're dangerously close. Oh, come out from all your hiding out. We'll dig in our heels, salute the battlefields where our broken hearts were born. Oh, and the storm clouds are thirsty, I can see them bursting, watch them gathering light. Well, the walls in the bedroom now pounding out. Well, we broke it open, baby, maybe just a crack. Swore I heard you whisper that you preferred us like that. My broken, open child, were we thirsty, thorn with wild eyes? Still, we are slaves to the sirens of the salty sea. Oh, 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 oh.
Lightning 100, Gregory Alan Isakov live here in the Lightning 100 studio. Tonight, he has a sold-out show at Ryman Auditorium with Milk Carton Kids kicking it off. And we do have your chance to win some tickets. And, man, just another great record he put out, Evening Machines. Happy to have you here at the Lightning 100 Studios. I think it's your first time over here.
It is, yeah. It's so good to be here.
Right on. So you seem to have a really interesting story. You were born in Johannesburg, South Africa.
Yeah, that's right.
When did you make your entry into the States? How'd you?
When I was a kid, my whole family moved to Pennsylvania. Kind of went to school around Philadelphia for a while, and then ended up in Colorado for horticulture school. I'm still out there now, so.
Yeah, and you're a horticulturist.
Yeah, well, I do a market farm, so I run about a half acre production.
That's cool. Summer. It's a 3 acre farm, is that right?
About 3.5 acres, yeah.
And what are you growing there?
I do mostly salad greens for chefs and restaurants and stuff. Some root crops as well, and a couple things for like a seed company, like corn and a bean variety.
Is it all legit things? You hear Colorado, you don't know what you're yeah. growing there. Yeah. So there's all kinds of extra things that they grow in Colorado.
Totally.
Well, that sounds really cool. So, and you have a recording studio as well on that property?
Yeah, I mean, you know, most of the records that we've done have been basically bedroom records that we mixed. But yeah, this is essentially the same thing. I live in a kind of a barn, renovated barn situation, and so our studio and mics and stuff are there. But yeah,
do you love it? Is that like you get off the road and you're like, oh, this is so rejuvenating?
I really do, yeah. In the height of recording, you know, especially, it's really nice to get to do that whenever you can at home.
I know you had two different people mixing this record, but I think you got to spend a month in Oregon. Tell us about that.
Yeah, I mixed a lot of the record with Tucker Martin, which is an amazing experience, and I love his work. He's a really hilarious guy, too.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Had you worked with him before?
I hadn't, but I love... Every time I heard a record that I just loved, I always looked on the back. I'm like, oh, Tucker mixed this. Okay, cool. And we ended up getting along really well.
Yeah, his name's on a lot of records I love.
Yeah.
Including yours. We have Gregory Alan Isakov here in the Lightning 100 Studios out touring in support of Evening Machines. And I thought this was really cool, and this kind of ties back into your roots, I guess, that $1 of each ticket sold tonight for the show, the sold-out show, which we are going to give away some tickets, supports the Southern Africa Education Fund.
That's right, yeah.
Is this something you picked out personally?
Yeah, they came to us, right, Sarah? Yeah, they came to us for this show, and we thought it was a perfect fit.
I was reading a little bit about it, and it sounds awesome. You know, I guess their mission is helping children in a remote village. Do you know what the... I was going to not dare try and pronounce the name of that village. Okay, but it's a remote village in Africa, and they help them receive an education to lift themselves and their families out of poverty with classrooms and playgrounds. That's awesome.
That's really cool.
Right? Yeah. Like, you're going to go out, everyone's going to go out and have a blast, and, like, this is affecting the world positively.
It's amazing, yeah.
So, very cool. Excited to have you here. GregoryAlanIsakov.com is his website, and that's where you can get Evening Machines. I'm sure they'll have it out at the show tonight if you're going to get to go. We're about to give away a pair of tickets. You want to do another song?
Yeah. Let's do... This is probably the happiest song we have. It's called Dark, Dark, Dark. Here we go.
Her ears on a hill, she was outside of her eyes. $5 wine has a blanket inside. Lay up the pages on a traveling bed. Watch the blood of Christ mountains, all they all turn red. Howl at the half moon radio queen. She's all smoke, she's all nicotine. Songs in my pocket just crumble apart. Won't you sing me something for the dark? Maria's got wings, she's got legs for the sea. The captain's cold and a note for
me. Wake up, Marie, for the season turns. Set your dash for the coast while the sangria's burn. And howl at the half moon radio queen. Now she's all smoke, she's all nicotine. The songs in my pocket just crumble apart. Won't you sing me something for the dark? Won't you sing me something for the dark, dark, dark? Won't you sing me something for the dark, dark, dark? Won't you sing me something for the dark, dark, dark? Won't you sing me something for the dark? Won't you sing me something for the dark, 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 dark?
Lightning 100 live here in the Lightning 100 studio. Gregory Allen Isakoff got a sold-out show tonight at Ryman Auditorium. About to give away tickets. Milk Carton Kids are going to be opening for him at the Ryman. Is this your first time headlining the Ryman?
It is, yeah.
Congrats on selling it out, man. That's really awesome.
It's amazing. Yeah, we can't believe it.
Well, I saw you put tickets on sale for a Red Rock show, but I think your last Red Rock show was sold out.
It was, yeah, which we're still kind of scratching our heads about that, too.
Well, what's it like? I mean, that's a pretty massive venue. What's it like standing on that stage when it's in front of a sold-out crowd?
It can feel really intimate, actually. That's the coolest thing about that place. It can feel like a theater, which is amazing.
That's awesome. Mm-hmm. Well, we're excited to see the show tonight here in Nashville, Tennessee. This is certainly, for the folks who live here, this is our favorite venue to get to see anybody. And I think this is going to be the perfect place to see you.
So, thank you so much.
Gregory Allen Isakoff, if you would like a pair of tickets to this sold-out show with the Milk Carton Kids tonight at the Ryman, I'm hooking you up.